National's promise to focus on reading, writing and maths has received a thumbs up at an Auckland school gate. Christopher Luxon's announcement of the party's education policy placed a firm focus on getting back to basics at primary school. Our reporter Jimmy Ellingham has more.
It's the morning drop-off at Onehunga Primary School, and for parents and grandparents, National's pledge that year 1 to 8 pupils would do an hour a day each of reading, writing and maths is a good thing.
Yeah, I think they should, yeah. The students need to catch up, yeah, because I'm seeing from my kids they are not on the level they should be.
Reading, writing and maths, that's what they need to really learn. But yeah, it's because that's how we were brought up, yeah, and nowadays. And I see a lot of children these days, they really need it. Even my granddaughter there, she can't really spell properly. She's not very good at maths sometimes.
What happens now is that they get the real math from year 5 and year 6. That becomes a shock for some kids and get very difficult for them to cope up with the, say, maths, say, addition, subtraction, and some other algebra and all. Yeah, so it's better to start early.
Nobody I spoke to opposed the policy, but a few weren't sure.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. I've not made up my mind. I mean, my boys are pretty young, so kind of new to the kind of education system. So I know I'm open to seeing kind of what works best.
When announcing the policy yesterday, Mr. Luxon spoke of the importance of the basics.
And at high school, I developed a lifelong love of history, and I was also encouraged by a great economics teacher to go pursue commerce at the University of Canterbury. But before any of that was possible, I, like probably all of you here, had a very good grounding in the basics at primary school.
The basics are the main reason many of these parents and family members of Onehunga primary pupils backed the move.
Supposedly we're not doing as well compared to the rest of the world, right? And it's getting worse, so we've got to do the basics first, right? You can't build anything else on top without the basics.
All the technology these days, they don't learn basics, you know, the arithmetic or maths and stuff like that. I'm a pensioner now, so, and take my little grandson to school, and I just think that, you know, people are coming out of university and they don't actually know the basics, arithmetics or whatever.
One parent surprises herself with her support.
I'll be honest, my kids struggle with reading, writing and math, and it's not the same how they used to teach us back in the day, so yeah, it would be good to see that.
So you support the National Party?
I do, sort of, yeah. I don't really like the National Party, but I see where they're coming from with it, so yeah.
The Principals Federation has panned the plan, saying the policies are a return to national standards, but two teachers from other schools who I spoke to while they were dropping off their children held different views.
Yeah, I think it's quite important because from what we see as a teacher that we are quite lacking in those two areas, literacy and numeracy.
So I'm actually a teacher and I guess we've been drifting away from it for a long time, and I love that we're kind of drifting back to the basics. Phonics and breaking down of words, it's awesome and needed.
If introduced, the policy would mandate regular testing for pupils in years 3 to 8. But one parent says balance is important.
It's important to have the balance between the studies and the sports. It becomes very important in terms of their health-wise too, because if they are healthy and fresh, they played outside, they will go and sit down for some time at least to study, right?
For this man, the announcement came before a special day.
It's probably a good thing, just back to the basics. Yeah, my son's actually, this is his first day at school, so reading is the number one.
So, at least for one Auckland school, the policy gets a pass mark.